to smell or not to smell. There's nothing like the smell of freshly brewed coffee or even freshly ground coffee beans. A real tainug pleasure to the nostrils, and the question is asked, does it deserve a blessing? We all know that the blessing of besamim, mine besamim, atze besamim, isve besamim is said on various different spices that we smell for the sake of pleasure, of enjoying their scent and fragrance. And the question is asked, should the same apply towards coffee, or for some reason, should a blessing not be recited? So the subject of reciting a blessing of besamim over smelling coffee is subject to this topic of saying a blessing of besamim over food products. We're all aware that fruits, of course being a food product, can also have a blessing of Ashanasa Reach Teva Peiris be recited over upon smelling it. However, we find in the Pesukim regarding other food products a great debate. Regarding smelling pepper and ginger, a machlekes, a dispute amongst the Achreinim, is recorded in the Alter Rebbe Seder B'Chsanen in chapter 11, Halacha 9, with some Pesukim stating that one can never say a bracha upon smelling ginger or upon smelling pepper. And the reason is because the main intent of this spice is for spicing food, is for eating purposes. And it's not really common to smell it. And thus, since it's not designated for smelling at all, therefore it doesn't deserve a bracha when you decide to smell it, even if you smell it and get pleasure from it. So we see that according to some Pesukim, there exist certain foods that even though they have a good fragrance, they don't deserve a bracha, and you can smell them without saying a bracha. You're not allowed to say a bracha. This is the opinion of the Shach in Yeredeya, chapter 108, or Yisrael, the Bach, and other Achreinim. Other Pesukim, however, rule that no, you get benefit from the smell, you need to say a bracha. You can't benefit from the world without a blessing. So was the opinion in the Taz there, in both Arachayim and Yeredeya. So rules the Mati Moshe, Knesset Sagdoida, the Eilas Tamid, the Prima Godim. And so was the second opinion in the Alter Rebbe there, in Seder Birchasanen. We likewise find a similar debate brought in the Ramah in chapter 216, Halacha 14, regarding bread. The smell of freshly baked bread is delicious. The Ramah records a dispute regarding if you're allowed to say a bracha upon enjoying the fragrance, with some saying that you cannot say a blessing, and some saying you may. Again, similarly, the debate here is, may one say a blessing on a good scent of a food that its intent is for food and is never usually made for smell? Practically, the Ramah there concludes, and likewise the Alter Rebbe and Seder Birchasanenen concludes, that one is to abstain from smelling the above foods, both bread freshly baked and the pepper and ginger spices, in order to circumvent the above debate and not enter oneself into a machlekes if he needs to say a blessing or not. So they rule you're not supposed to smell it. And certainly if one does smell it, due to the rule of Safek Brachas Lahakol, a blessing is not to be recited. As emphasized in the Magen Avraham, Mishnah Berurah, and Kaf HaChaim there in chapter 216 regarding bread. The Alter Rebbe there concludes that the above cases of bread and spices such as pepper and ginger is not similar to cinnamon and cloves, of which it is customary and obligatory to recite a blessing over when you smell it, as cinnamon and cloves are also manufactured for their smell, and people put it in food for the sake of their smell. So now that we have all that background information, let us now analyze the case about coffee. One can easily argue that just as we have a debate in the Pesukim regarding the spices of pepper and ginger, so too regarding coffee. Its main intent is a food product. You're right, it may have a good smell, but that's not its main intent of production. And it's not commonly used for its scent, but rather for its food product. And therefore, it's subject to the same debate. And just like in the previous debate, we ruled that initially one should not smell it, and if he does, then a blessing is not to be said to Safek Brachas Lahakel. So too, regarding coffee, then one should not smell it, and if he does, a blessing should not be said. And so practically rules the Birchas Abayis, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Kaf HaChaim, and other Achreinim. However, many, many Pesukim, Megdolei Achreinim, Arsaisim, plainly rule that one does say a bracha upon smelling coffee. One should say the bracha of Hanos Asher Nasan Reach Tov BaPeiris. Now, while one can technically argue that they are all going according to the opinion of the Taz, who says you also say a blessing on pepper and ginger, and they're just part of one side of the debate, nonetheless, it's implied from them that they learn that coffee is different than the above spices and is different than bread, as that coffee is known to have a very good smell, and part of the enjoyment of coffee is the smell of the coffee. and so is an essential intent in brewing the drink. And thus, it's more similar to cinnamon and cloves. Bottom line, the debate is still a debate. And therefore, just as we concluded regarding bread and spices of pepper and ginger, that one should avoid smelling, and if he smells, shouldn't say a bracha. So too regarding coffee, one should avoid intentionally smelling coffee. And if he does, then a blessing is not to be said due to suffik brachas lahakel. Nonetheless, those who do say a bracha v'ashanasam reach teva peiris or bari minim besamim have upon whom to rely. As a practical suggestion, one can simply avoid the entire debate and discussion by simply placing some cinnamon or cloves near his coffee. And every morning when he prepares his coffee, he should say a blessing of bari minim besamim on the cinnamon or cloves and have explicit intent to be mitzi the coffee and then smell the coffee. And this is yotzei and circumvents the issues according to all opinions.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sepharim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.